This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Two attacks in Baghdad today show the violence Iraq faces as an election approaches. A suicide bomber killed at least 10 people today, and gunmen assassinated the governor of Baghdad. Governor Ali al-Haidari was a Shia Muslim. His death adds to the fear of sectarian attacks by some of the Sunnis who are losing power. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Baghdad.
The area of the country where many of their population is located, the so-called Sunni Triangle, continues to be racked by violence. An extremist Sunni Islamic insurgency is fighting in their name. Many of the political parties who are supposed to represent them in the upcoming elections have pulled out or decided not to participate. It's no wonder, then, that Sunni Arabs, comprising 20% of the population of Iraq, should be the focus of such intense interest in the run-up to the elections. Under Saddam Hussein, Sunnis were the minority that ruled the majority Shiite population. These upcoming elections will almost surely reverse those roles. The Secretary General of the largest Sunni political party, the Iraqi Islamic Party, says that they believe, with so many difficulties, their constituency won't come out and vote. Tariq al-Hashimi says that means that their Sunni party won't get many seats in the upcoming parliament.
I think, frankly speaking, the risk in participation in election will be far bigger than withdrawing from this election. Because if we are participating, in fact, we will give a legitimacy to the parliament. And whatever the result of this parliament, we will not be a majority, we will not be represented fairly.
Last week, the Islamic Party decided to pull out, removing themselves from the running. They have joined the call for the election to be postponed.
Let us prepare our house, then we talk about election, how to improve the style of life. My country is now burning. Let us extinguish this fire before we talk about decorating this house.
At a press conference this weekend, the members of the Unified Iraqi Coalition, the main Shiite list endorsed by Iraq's main Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, demanded that elections should go ahead on time. Former Iraqi exile and governing council member Ahmed Chalabi, who was once closely allied to the U.S. government but then fell out of favor, is one of the top people on this ticket. They are expected to dominate the elections. Chalabi agrees that delaying the elections would be a mistake.
Do you want to disenfranchise the absolute majority of the Iraqi people who want to participate in elections? Do you want to violate the constitutional arrangements of the Iraqi state? Do you want to throw out the window all national consensus agreements that brought this government into being? The consequences of delaying the elections are far more serious than the violence that is taking place now.
There is talk that if the elections are delayed, there could be a Shiite uprising. But political science professor Wamit Nadhi, a secular Sunni, says that if the Sunnis don't participate and the election takes place, fighting may still be inevitable.
I'm afraid that the Sunnis, as a collective body, might be provoked by this Shi'i triumph in the absence of Sunni votes. And we will have to calm feelings at this point, because this might lead us to some sort of a civil war.
The quest now by those organizing the elections is to get the Sunnis to vote. There are still Sunni parties participating, and many of the main lists have Sunni candidates. A large public information campaign aimed at the Sunni community will begin in the coming days. At Al-Nidha Mosque in northern Baghdad, Sunnis coming to pray say they have yet to be convinced. If there are true elections, this man says, that are for the benefit of the country and the people and that will make it stronger, I would be honored to participate. The legitimacy of these elections may just be riding on it. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.